TCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Go, Bob. It's your birthday. We're going to party, like, but yeah, man.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
253 Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. Bob and Dan are on vacation. The throwdown, Rich Phillips, Kevin Scott, we are filling in. All the way through Monday, as a matter of fact, from 1 until 3. But we still do Why Today Doesn't Suck, and joining us, as always, Mike and Greg, the Hardline, and they are already gearing up for Girls Night Out at Duke's. Hello? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Hey, oh, hey, yeah, all right. Hello? We are broadcasting live now.
Yes, sorry.
What is up?
Obviously, a little bit
Girls Night Out.
The eight ball here.
Doing your own show there?
Yeah.
So you guys ready to roll?
Yeah.
What's coming up on the Hardline today, huh?
Well, we don't know.
It's not time to talk about what's on the Hardline.
Oh, no, it's at 3:10 we'll ask that question.
To find out why today doesn't suck.
Oh.
You know what? The answer then will be the same as it is now. We don't know.
Yes. Big dodgeball challenge coming up again today?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Very good.
Somebody wants to bring it up?
All right, well, I'll leave that to you guys to bring up. North Texas Nissan and Texas Tickets bringing you Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Mm.
On this date, in 1200, sunglasses were invented in China.
Mm.
Really?
They were used to conceal the eyes of judges while sitting in court.
Mm.
Not sure why.
Now, had regular glasses been invented at that time?
1200?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, what you're saying is that the sunglass might predate regular glasses?
I'd say it's possible.
Huh.
I don't think they really had the...
That's kind of a weird thing, if that's the case.
Well, because, I mean, there's not a lot of science to it, is it? You just make something dark to put on your eyes, but there's a lot of science to making prescription glasses.
Well, it still seems rather ass backwards.
It seems like they'd make glasses, and then all of a sudden, the idea would come to them, hey, you know, why don't we make something that will conceal the sun?
Hmm. Don't know.
Of course, I wasn't around the 11th century. 13th century.
13th. I don't have to worry about it, because I went to the greatness of Dr. Gary Tylock at the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center.
Mm-hmm.
Got that taken care of with some LASIK. On this date, 1850... Overland mail delivery west of the Missouri River organized for the first time from Independence, Missouri to Salt Lake City, and they did it monthly. Mm. Can you imagine that? Mail monthly. Overland?
It hadn't gotten much better 100 years later.
That's why you don't use the mail anymore. You use email.
Mm. I wish monthly was all the mail I got.
Boy, no kidding, man. It's one of the things that sucks about owning a house, because you get on every mailing list in the world. 1916 on this date. Coke.
I wouldn't know about that.
Okay, Coca-Cola brings the current Coke formula to the market on this date, 1916.
That was a great day for all of us.
Ah, yes.
And you know what it had in it?
No, not that. The current formula. Didn't have Coke in it then.
Had cocaine.
Not in 1916 when they brought the current formula.
How do you know?
But it did.
Because it sounds the current Coke
formula. How do you know it doesn't now?
Good point.
Yeah, Rich.
A lot of people are hooked on Coca-Cola.
I think I'm one of them.
Exactly. And there's got to be a reason for that. Now, you know what Rich is hooked on?
Cigarettes.
No.
Well, cigarettes
not anymore.
And this new C, this C2.
Bring me a sack of cocaine.
Well, who keeps populating the fridge with it?
I don't know. That's not mine.
I thought it was you.
I figured it was you.
I'm not drinking. It's got too much dang sugar in it. I don't want all that sugar.
I have not tried the C2.
Hmm.
What is C2? Good.
That's the new low-carb Coca-Cola.
But it's not really low-carb. There's 18 grams of sugar in it.
Well, there's like 36 or something in a regular one.
Hey, okay. If they cut out carbs, it's going to have sugar. If they cut out sugar, it's going to have the carbs.
What if they cut out both?
Then you can have water.
So new Coke water be coming out sometime soon.
On this date in 1862, Internal Revenue Law imposes first federal taxes on inheritance, tobacco, and incomes over $600.
Well, you're screwed all three ways, aren't you?
Well, I don't have to worry about the tobacco. And I don't think I'm getting any inheritance either. Don't you?
You know, nobody buys.
And I don't know that I make over $600.
They were inseparable.
Nobody up here buys this idea that you quit smoking.
Well, you guys are stupid.
No?
Oh, hey, easy, man.
I mean, I just want you to know that. You're not fooling anyone.
Hey, whatever.
Hey.
And on this date in 1980, O Canada was proclaimed the national anthem of Canada.
Oh, goody.
1980?
Yeah. Oh. I couldn't believe it was only 24 years ago that they chose such a great national anthem.
It is a great national anthem.
It is. I love that anthem.
Didn't they have some Anne Murray song before that?
Yeah, Snowbird.
As their national anthem?
That's what it was. Really was.
I believe Four Strong Winds is considered the unofficial national anthem of Canada by Ian and Sylvia.
I don't think I'm familiar with
four
that one.
Four Strong Winds.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have done the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
He's
Canadian, isn't he? Gordon Lightfoot?
He sure is.
They should have gone with that.
Maybe they could have gone with Tom Sawyer. They're Canadian, right, Rush?
If they wanted a national anthem that was just going to beat everybody's ass every time it rolled, the national beating is not that stupid. I love the words to O Canada.
Will you please rise for Red Barchetta?
O Canada.
Okay, well, you're already way behind.
Canada. O Canada.
All right.
Over and over and over again.
Fine, I don't care.
You will when they play it back.
How about some birthdays? Wally Amos is 68.
You're not going to mention that the Battle of Gettysburg began?
I don't know if I had that one.
Yeah, it's a pretty significant date in our history, Rich.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't have it. Dan McDowell probably wouldn't have it.
It's not on this
list. Why do we even bother with this segment?
No.
All right, well, Hardline's next, then. Straight up 3 o'clock.
Pretty significant.
Well, guess
day.
What Fall Frito has just pulled into the studio here? Well, actually, it's Spring Frito.
What?
A huge Canadian flag. And he had it upside down. I guess he was in distress for a minute there. And he's waving it. It's like the wind's blowing through it. You might want to sing the anthem again.
Okay. No. It's always kind of odd the way they don't quite finish it.
You'd think it would end on with the O can.
Grego, on this date, 1863, the Civil War Battle of Gettysburg began.
Thank you. I thought it was.
Confederate forces invaded the North.
Like to be on
I thought
the
it
air.
Was.
3 days later, they withdrew defeated, however.
Yeah, they get beat. They
and tens of thousands killed on each side. Birthdays, Wally Amos, 68.
Cookies.
Yes, the creator of famous Amos chocolate chip cookies. The lovely Pamela Anderson is 37.
Overrated.
No, not at all.
I don't know about that, man.
Cannot be overrated.
You know where she's from, don't you?
Canada.
From Canada. Yeah, she's from Canada.
Okay, not again. Not again. Stop it. Stop it now. I missed that show VIP that she used to have on.
Valerie Irons Protection?
Yes. Lots of eye candy on that show.
Mm.
Dan Aykroyd is 52.
Canada. Another Canadian.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Who's next? Alex Lifeson?
I don't think so. I didn't see any members of Rush on this list.
Is Alex Trebek from Canada, too?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, but it's not his birthday today.
But it should be, though.
Hmm. We have three girls that are sitting out here drinking beer when they should be working.
Are they perhaps drinking a Molson?
And one of them is having a birthday over there, Grego. She says she's 31. I question
she's
that.
She's older than 31, I can guarantee that.
Wow. Let's see some ID.
Roddy Bottom is 41 today.
Canadian?
I don't think so.
Wow.
He's the keyboardist from Faith No More.
Oh. Wow, she is 31.
Is she really? All right, this is 0.
This is 04.
Yeah, she kind of is.
31?
No, Canada.
Yeah, okay.
All right, screw me.
All right.
And I was only kidding. You do look 31, but your friends look a lot older than that.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Reiner, Delaney Bramlett is 65.
Of Delaney, Bonnie, and Fran.
Very nice. Singer, guitarist, and songwriter.
That's right. Eric Clapton joined their band and then broke up their scene.
If Danny was here, I would tell him that Vito Bratta is 43.
And what would that mean to him?
The guitarist and singer from White Lion.
Oh, hey. That'd mean everything to
How
him.
How about that? Is Wait, was that their big hit?
I think you're right there.
Wait.
If we can find that
we'll
one.
Sing some of that. How did Wait, wait. That's kind of how it went. I don't remember any of the words from the song besides that.
Might that be a possibility for Kevin Scott at Ticket Stop?
Eh?
Yeah, depending on how high that thing goes. It sounded like O Canada from what I remember.
No, it did not. Sounded like I Can't Drive 55.
Oh.
Carl Lewis is 43.
That's some greatness.
Is it?
Yes, it's some greatness. Are you kidding me?
Some sorriness?
Maybe some sorriness, but he's the greatest American track and field athlete of all time.
You know what the best
some
thing is? That he,
yes.
He, oh, you no, know the best thing ever. Is that he ever did?
Sing the national anthem?
Was his
oh,
rendition
man.
Of the
For
national
the
anthem.
We
no, he's not a singer, he's a sprinter.
Okay, then why is he doing it?
Shouldn't have been a, shouldn't have done it.
See there, he knew he was in trouble.
The bombers singing it came through the night that a flag was still there.
I'll make up for it now.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
brutal.
Are you lying?
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner get way?
Knows he's in trouble here.
For the land, for the land of the free.
Oh.
And the home of the
yeah, oh, in the
invitation. That was okay. One of the greatest Sports Center moments when they played that. And
seeing Charlie
they,
Steiner's
they come
reaction.
Yeah, they
was
come
even
back from the video. Charlie Steiner's trying to say something and he just loses it and falls on the desk laughing. And you hear guys off camera laughing. The camera starts to shake because he's laughing. Classic Sports Center moment.
Oh, that was great.
That's okay, Carl Lewis still has 9 Olympic gold medals.
Well, great. He shouldn't have done
the sprints.
That.
No, he shouldn't have, but.
Jerome Iginla is...
Don't diminish what he did do.
Jerome Iginla is 27.
Former star is great.
Property. Never played here.
Like a do-over on that?
Wasn't he in the
No, because they got... They got Joe Neuwendijk. They got the Conn Smythe Trophy winner in 99 out of it.
And Joe Neuwendijk is helping them exactly how now?
Because Jason Arnott plays here for them now.
And they would take Jerome McGinley for Jason Arnott?
I think wouldn't have won the Cup in 99 without Joe Neuwendijk on the team.
This is the same thing as the Dirk Shaq conundrum.
You know what?
What would you do there?
This is now.
Well, I'm not going to fault them for it because they won the Cup because of the trade.
That's right.
I think Bob Gainey should be fired immediately.
Well, he doesn't work here anymore. He's in Montreal.
Oh.
Leon Chancellor is 52, Rhines.
Leon Chancellor. Santana.
The drummer for Santana.
There we go.
Wow. Olivia de Havilland, 88.
I believe his middle name is Ndugu or such.
They have that in quotes, it's a nickname for him.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
Olivia de Havilland, 88.
Gone with the Wind, I believe.
She was
in it.
Roots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess dead, by the way.
Good actress.
Sam Dinoff is 76.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
No. Mm. He was the producer and script writer for Dick Van Dyke. The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Greatness, then. Anybody connected with Dick Van Dyke is greatness.
David Duke is 54.
Didn't we have him yesterday?
Poof. No. Mm-mm. I love the description of him here, though. Politician. Racist, ex-KKK. That's his description. Missy Misdemeanor Elliott is 33.
Whoa.
Can I work it? Let me work it.
Is that great?
Nah. For a female rapper, she's pretty good. I don't much dig.
Who's better, her or Eve?
I would say Missy Elliott.
Her or Mary J. Blige?
Mary J. Blige is a singer more than a rapper.
Oh, right.
Missy's pretty good in her own right.
The great Jamie Farr is 70.
Winger.
Yes. One of the greatest TV characters.
Ever? What are you going to say?
Yeah, ever.
All right, well, throw it out there then.
Deborah Harry is 59.
And had it.
Oh, she had it about 30 years ago.
Her looks went in like a week.
Now,
she was hot one week.
Let's hold off there.
She was hot one week, and the next week she wasn't.
Mm. Let's hold off. Has anybody seen her lately?
Yes.
She was on some kind of award show recently.
She is so tore up.
And she's what, 59?
Yeah.
She looks 79.
Yeah. Sydney Pollack is 70.
He was in that stupid Eyes Wide Shut movie.
Oh, God.
Did he direct Tootsie, or was he just in Tootsie?
Didn't he direct Eyes Wide Shut?
Well, they list him as
Stanley Kubrick.
They list him as a producer, director, and actor. So, they shoot horses, don't they?
Boy,
the way.
Certainly a movie that didn't need to be made.
What's that, Eyes Wide Shut?
Yes.
Boy, my wife dragged me to that thing.
Did you enjoy that?
No.
Do you enjoy going home afterward and role-playing?
No.
Did you enjoy discussing with your wife some of the things that happened in that movie?
I don't know that I discussed
how that might apply
anything.
To you.
I don't know that I discussed anything from that movie. And Fred Schneider is 53.
The B-52.
Yes, indeed. How about some spare birthdays?
Was he there tonight in Tampa?
He sure was. And yay, man.
Michael Haynes, or Mike Haynes, I should say, is 51 years old today.
Colorado Avalanche announcer?
Don't think so.
Are the former Patriots great?
Football Hall of Famer.
And Fighting Sun Devil great?
Really?
Oakland Raiders?
I would not call him a spare.
Well, I had to get something on here. Trust me, it was either him or Crystal Kranz.
He was a shut-down corner of the highest order.
Take that up with Frito. That's where he told me to put him. I was like, okay.
All right. 38 years old, Patrick Frito. McEnroe.
Now, there's a spare.
Yes.
Also 38, Eric Ball.
UCLA.
Football player. Also a football player, 35 years old, Gary Brown.
Oof. Former
is that a Titans
Oiler?
Running back or Giants running back?
Yeah, I think that's the running back there.
All right, have fun.
Those are fair. Born on the state, now dead, Thomas Green Clemson. Has a university named after him. Bobby Day, born on the state, now dead.
Rockin' Rhymes? Robin?
You got it. Also, Shirley Hemphill.
What's happening?
You got it. Estee Lauder, born on this day, now dead. And Princess Diana, born on this day, now dead.
Oh.
Hmm.
The former server of Sheepshead's Pie who married a prince.
Yes. And dead on this day, still dead, Charles Goodyear.
The tire?
You got it. Invented Goodyear Company. Lawrence Hammond invented the electric organ.
Hmm.
Also dead on this.
A big service to the world.
Yes. Dead on this day, still dead. Margot Hemingway.
Yuck.
Michael Landon. Walter Matthau.
That's some greatness.
Robert Mitchum.
Wow.
Greatness.
And?
Well, that's a long and distinguished list.
Dead on this day, still dead, the great Wolfman Jack.
How would you like to be on the air?
And there you have it.
Eating popsicles.
That's why today's
on American Graffiti.
So what's on the hard line today?
We don't
know. That's next.